At 8:06, we have sunshine, 47 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin in Tulsa traffic this morning. Huge problems. Interdispersal loop downtown this morning. We have had a tractor-trailer rig that has flipped over on the Tisdale Expressway. It is blocking traffic northbound on the Tisdale as well as westbound on 244. Your best bet this morning, avoid that section of the expressway. The failure of Vision 2 will mean no new juvenile Justice Center for Tulsa County. County Commissioner Karen Keith says a new center is not a want. She says it is a legitimate need.
Think about it in terms of a Charles Dickinson type scenario. That's what it is. I mean, people are working in hallways. They're working in former closets, as calling them offices.
She says the center has aged out, and forcing the staff to work in those conditions is simply not fair. Well, with the passage of State Question 759, affirmative action will be phased out in state government. An opponent calls the question a non-issue.
ACLU Oklahoma Executive Director Ryan Kiesel says banning affirmative action is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
There has been no problem in the state of Oklahoma with our modest efforts to increase diversity in our workforce and increase diversity in our educational environment.
And opponents worry scholarships that target women and minorities could also be affected. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
A South Tulsa bank issues an apology for making a Muslim woman feel unwelcomed. She had to be escorted to and from the teller because of her religious headscarf. The bank claimed it violated its no cap, no hood, no sunglasses policy. The Valley National Bank at 81st and South Yale adopted the policy several years ago after a rash of robberies. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol Troop at Muskogee gets new headquarters.
OHP Lieutenant George Brown says it's much larger than what had been the headquarters in Muskogee, and it's big enough to consolidate several operations.
What we like to call a one-stop shop for public service. The citizens deserve this. We'll be able to operate more effectively and more smoothly all out of one consolidated station. Like I said, one-stop shop for the citizens.
Troop C, a driver's license exam station, bomb squad, special ops, and an investigation unit will all be housed in the new 20,000-square-foot building. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Public Schools Police Force gets a $70,000 grant for communications. TPS Police Chief Gary Ruddick says the school officers will be connected to the city's new computer-assisted dispatch program.
They were willing to allow us to connect to their system before they did, which was pretty unprecedented, and we very much appreciated the fact that they were willing to let us do that.
Ruddick says the system will allow dispatchers to get the closest officer to respond to any school emergency. Tulsa firefighters spend the night battling an apartment fire at the Casa Linda Apartments near 62nd and South Riverside. The fire department says it got multiple calls about the blaze around 3 o'clock this morning. Well, if you have yard signs for political candidates in your yard, well, don't trash them. The Tulsa Metropolitan Environmental Trust locations will be happy to take them for recycling.
The things that make up a sign aren't trash. They're more valuable than trash. With a little effort, we can recycle them.
The Met's Michael Patton says you'll need to take them down this week anyway by city ordinance. Former Oklahoma City area Congressman Mickey Edwards speaks in Tulsa. He told a group last night that Washington has to move forward, and it must do it with a spirit of compromise. The former Republican congressman was on the TU campus for a lecture. Our weather forecast, windy and mild today with an elevated fire threat, a high of 76. Gusty winds, but comfortable tonight, 60 for a low. By now, we have sunshine in 47. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.